Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back, Fred.
All right. We're going to start out with a story that has been going on, might even call it a saga, for quite some time. The Doña Ana Arts Council, which has for some time run the Rio Grande Theater, will not be running it as effective July 1.
That's right. That's when the contract runs out. And the way they structured that five-year deal was it was renewable every year. And so they've been building to it for this year, especially with the new economic development position on in the city. And it really kind of was almost anticlimactic the way it happened, because they were looking for this vote on April 17th, Monday. And just before the vote, in a letter dated April 14th, the Arts Council Board of Directors sent a real long letter to the city, to the mayor and the councilors, that we can't do this anymore. We're going to bow out. And so they went through the formality of having a vote at the city council meeting on Monday, a couple of days after the letter was dated. And at the council, they still had to vote, and they voted 4-3 to terminate the contract. So it's still, there was a lot of hard feelings and a lot of, a lot of sad feelings in the air about how all this happened. And I think both sides are not real walking away very happy with the way it happened, but it is. And now we can look forward to maybe a new arrangement.
It is what it is. And Visit Las Cruces, which used to be the Convention and Visitors Bureau, that is going to be taking it over on July 1. Well, speaking of taking over, NMSU has a new head men's basketball coach, Chris Jans.
Wichita State. And he was an assistant head coach there, just like Paul Weir was an assistant head coach here before he took over the head coaching. They didn't waste any time, because I went to the press conference last week, I forget which day. Within a week, they made their decision, and they apparently had a big field to choose from. So they must have known, they must have had somebody in their radar right away. So
we'll see. Also interesting, this is something we've covered before, but not with this young man. You have a profile of the current student advisory member of the Las Cruces Public Schools school board,
Cameron Castillo. He's a sophomore at Centennial High School, 15 years old. And a couple quotes in the story is he's wise beyond his years. And, as some of us get older, we always think, the younger generation, what's it coming to? Well, kids like this, and I call him a kid affectionately, they give you hope for the future, because
absolutely,
he cares and he's articulate. And the school board president, Flores, has made it a point to get student input on the school board to sit in meetings and get their input. So
that's such a great leadership opportunity for young people.
Yes, and I think it's a great idea for both sides.
That's fantastic. All right, you also have a new columnist on your seniors page.
Ruth Moorer, M-O-O-R-E-R. And I right now we're going to run her once a month. She came not long. I've been at the Bulletin now close to 4 months. And almost the first week she walked in, said, I've got some columns that if you're interested in, I'll do them. And she's a recent transplant to Cruces. And so I thought about it, and I was patient about it. I asked her to be patient. And finally we decided to move, because it's called Not for Sissies. And I think she's 80 years old. She gives her age in this. But she's basically looking at the bright side of getting older and the good things that you can make of it. So
that's nice to hear.
Yes, because we're all going to go there, hopefully. Hopefully we all are.
As my aches and pains grow, I'm going to be reading that one really quick.
Yes.
All right. We also have a look ahead in the Las Cruces Bulletin to one of our biggest annual events, the Las Cruces Country Music Festival.
Yes, and we have an interview with Bree Bagwell, a hometown gal there. And we spotlight the main stage, the North Stage headliners, of which there are three each night. And we just give kind of a rundown of what to expect if you're going. It looks like, looking at the weather, the 10-day forecast looks like it's going to be beautiful, about in the 80s, during the day anyway, and dry.
So I know you're going to be there.
I will be there both nights, and there's a couple of functions also that I'm going to be at, too. All so
right.
I'm looking forward to that.
And you're a trooper. You're under the weather, but you still are getting it done. Thank you so much. Marty Racine is the managing editor of The Bulletin. Marty, thanks.
Thank you.